Welcome back to Run the Damn Ball, Episode 3. This is your host, Daniel Magnuson, and we got offensive lineman Nuri on today. I probably can't pronounce his full name. If he wants to pronounce it right now, he can go ahead and do that.
The full name is Nuruddin Nwiri.
Now, tell us a little about yourself. You're one of the few international players on the team, and maybe you can also talk about how the start of football is going for you guys as well.
Well, I am a German international player at the University of Nebraska. Like you said, I'm an offensive lineman. I've been playing football now for about 5 years, so this is like my fifth year of playing football. This is my third year at Nebraska. I was at Colorado State at first. Played here in high school, at Norris High School, which is a little bit south of Lincoln. Played my senior year of high school there. And yeah, being international, it gives you kind of a new perspective on how to see football as a sport and how to like get into the sport and how different it is compared to like, you know, Americans playing it from when they're 5-6 years old to now. And you know, like it shows you that you personally, you learn a lot by being coached a lot better, because in Germany we don't really have amazing coaches. Our coaches are just like Madden fans.
Yeah. Because I started playing football, tackle football, and I was like 10 maybe, and then I stopped in like middle of high school. But I mean, how old were you when you came to America?
I was 17. I was about to turn 18 when I got here.
Okay.
So I turned 18 my senior year, because my birthday is on Halloween, so like right at the beginning of the season, basically.
Okay. So it probably was a quick transition for you. I mean, you're probably already a pretty big kid.
Yeah. I came here at like about 275.
Wow.
At like 6'3"-ish, and basically build up my frame from there. Never worked out before, because like in Germany it's just too expensive to go to a gym.
Yeah.
And then got here and immediately had 2-a-days, and was working out with a trainer. It was the first 2 weeks were terrible.
Yeah, the first time you work out, yeah, definitely is a little tough.
Yeah.
So you play a little bit of football in Germany?
I did. I mostly played soccer. I played soccer for about 13 years of my life.
Oh wow!
I was a goalkeeper. But eventually, I had this thing called Ausgutschläders. It's like a knee thing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
My brother has that. Yeah.
And it like, when I went to the doc about it, they were like, you can't really do anything that's harsh on your knee. You're supposed to do like rehabilitation sports, like swimming, bike riding, and stuff like that. And so I did that for a year. And when I tried to come back to soccer, I just didn't enjoy it as much. So I tried to find a new sport, and did a bunch of different sports. Went from like, did tennis, did handball, just like going around basically trying to do different sports, seeing like what could be my new enjoyment basically. And eventually I found football.
That's awesome.
And, so there's how I got to football, kind of.
How has like your Ausgutschläder been going since starting football? I guess soccer is kind of like if you were a goalie, you weren't always running, but like soccer is more of like endurance, while football is more of explosion, I guess.
I think, especially being a goalkeeper, like you said, it's not really endurance with football, but like as a goalkeeper, you have the explosion as well, because you need to be able to be explosive out of your, like, you know, you're in your stance trying to jump both directions, and you need to be explosive out of that too. And it was less endurance, obviously. I was a little bigger kid, you know, when you play soccer by yourself with friends, you always put the biggest kid in the goal. And that's how it was for me too. And I think it helped me a lot with my athleticism, like coming to football, because like I was a big kid that was able to move, you know. And I think because I did so much rehabilitation on like my knee and on the Ausgutschläders, you can still see it a little bit. Like you can still see like that little bump, but it does not hurt at all anymore.
That's
like,
good.
Back
that's
in the day,
good.
I couldn't barely walk some days, and so now it's just not a problem anymore.
So it just sounds like playing goalie as a kid like just helped you start getting into football.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It makes you more explosive out of like your stance, especially like, you know, being an offensive lineman.
That's what it is.
Out of your stance and be able to move a lot quicker than you know, most bigger kids are supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Did you by chance grow up a Dirk Nowitzki fan?
I knew of him. I was never really a basketball fan because I was personally not good at it. And I'm a very competitive kid. Mm-hmm. As in, like, if I'm not good at something, I like, need to be good at it or I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And basketball was one of those things I just could not get good at. Like, I can dunk, it, but I can't dribble. I can't pass. I can't do anything. I can dunk, and that's about it. But I definitely knew of him.
That's cool.
But never was really, like, you know, a real fan of him.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was a Mavs fan growing up because I'm from Dallas, and I'd go to games, and every single time I'd go to a game, there'd be a German flag, some like multiple flags in the stadium. I think people like would come all the way from Germany just to watch him play.
I know friends of mine have done that before.
Yeah, which I think is really cool because he's like one of the first great European players.
Yes.
And now we see like Giannis,
yep.
Porzingis, Luka, yep. Like there's so many now, so it's kind of cool to see. I'm the same way. I can't, if I'm not good at something, I'll drop it. Yep, like, I'm super competitive. So, yeah. But, so when you were a freshman, that was in 2019, right?
Yes. 2020. Yeah. That was the season.
So you played at Colorado State, and I looked at, like, the whole Huskers online stuff. So I was able to read up on this. You started a bunch of games as a freshman, which is rare. Like, offensive linemen starting games at, you know, D1 as a freshman, that's pretty rare. So, like, how was that, like, experience for you?
When I got there at first, obviously it was, like, a whole different thing. First of all, being in Colorado, it's different elevation.
Yeah.
I got there and immediately felt it. Like, the first few days of workouts was just feeling like I was going to throw up at any time. But over the time, it got better with that. And my coach at the time, Dave Johnson, who was my online coach there, he wanted me to play left tackle at first because he said it was easier to learn the offense going from outside in, as in like left tackle to guard. And he saw me as a guard, but like I said, because he wanted me to learn the offense, he wanted me at tackle. And so for the first, I think, 2 or 3 weeks of fall camp, but I think it was 2 weeks, I was a left tackle. And then I switched to guard, really confused because he didn't tell me that when it happened. He told me that like after the season that he wanted me to learn the offense. And when I switched to guard, something happened at a scrimmage where our right tackle didn't really do very well. And our first left guard was the second right tackle because it was a versatile player.
Mm-hmm.
And the second left guard messed up on the very first play of him during that scrimmage. And so that I got my opportunity to play. And I guess I like took the chance and took the opportunity to excel, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, about a week and a half later, we played Colorado, and I was a starting left guard. And that experience was insane. I walked out, like, I was running out of the tunnel, and there's 35,000 Colorado State fans and 35,000 Colorado fans at the Mile High Stadium. And, like, at the time, I didn't have this tunnel vision thing where, like, you know, you just see the field and you just see the players. To be quite honest, I was standing in the huddle and I could not hear the play.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I went into a pass that it was a pass, luckily, because I would have never played again if I would have done something wrong. But after that first play, everything was fine. I had this tunnel vision that I couldn't even hear the fans anymore.
Yeah.
But that first play, I did not know what was going on. Like, everything was too loud and crazy.
That's
funny. But yeah, it was a great experience to be able to play in like an NFL stadium. And especially against a team like Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, Nebraska plays against too. But yeah, so like that experience was great. And then I got to start another 6 games. I was hurt for four games. And then one I got to play at the end of the game because that's when I came back off the injury.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, that experience was definitely helped me a lot with understanding how college football works. As in, like, knowing, you know, your position and your spot.
Because
when I came here, obviously, you know, being a starting offensive lineman at a different Division I school, I came here thinking that, oh, you know, I'm going to be playing here too, even though, like, Nebraska is such a bigger school than Colorado State and plays bigger schools.
In terms of football, yeah.
Exactly. And when I got here, I immediately knew, you know, it's going to take some time. You know, I got to work on my ability and my talent to be able to play here as well.
That was probably like such a eye-opening experience. You're like a freshman in college. You've probably only been in class for like a couple weeks.
Yep.
And then boom, you're playing against like a big time school in an NFL stadium and you're starting. Yeah. And you probably hadn't even played football for like more than like 4 years.
That was my second year of playing football.
Like,
third. Well, it was the start of my third year of playing football.
So, yeah, that was your third year of this of playing football.
Yeah, my second organization.
And you're that's incredible. Wow. Because most kids, like, I mean, American kids probably start playing football around the average age of like fifth grade. So they'd be like 10 or 11. And you're, that's crazy.
I think the reason why I was able to play was, and this is what my like old coach said too, because I was kind of like a blank page, if that makes any sense. As in, like, you know, a bunch of these kids that come into college, they've been playing already for whatever, 6 years, 7 years, and they have this thought of process in their head already. Like, okay, I got to do this. This is what my old coach said, this is what my old coach said, whatever. And I came in there without knowing anything about the sport.
Yeah.
So, like, my coach basically could write the first word of the first book, of the first page of the first book. And, like, that way I was able to learn a lot quicker because I didn't know anything. There was nothing to fix, really.
Yeah, you had no bad habits. Exactly. You kind of were just, like, learning. So you're just learning on the fly.
Exactly.
And it was, like, you're just reacting naturally. And you played goalie, which was, like, an explosion thing. Exactly. So, yeah, that's really cool. So you come to Nebraska. Like, what was the decision behind coming back to Nebraska?
When the last game happened, it was Boise State, I think, right after that game. The next day we had a team meeting and our head coach told us that he got released.
Okay.
Or that he stepped back because he like knew that he was going to be released. And at that time I thought, okay, do I want to stay here if my O-line coach stays? You know, like if my O-line coach would have stayed there, I probably would have stayed because the only reason why I went there was because my O-line coach and my head coach. You know, I was there for 2 days for a visit. I didn't even know Colorado State existed until the point of them calling me, which doesn't really say anything because I didn't know any colleges existed until, you know, when I was here. And so, like, one of the reasons, like I said, was my head coach got fired. And then my O-line coach, obviously, you know, when a new staff comes in or a head coach comes in, he either brings in his own staff or he interviews the staff. And then maybe takes one or two. Now, he brought in his whole own staff, and my O-line coach told me that, like, he has an interview with him, but apparently that's, like a normal thing that, like, they just want to give you an interview to, like, make you feel like you have the chance of staying.
Yeah.
But they're not going to keep you. And so he got fired, too, or he got released, too. And so I put my name in the transfer portal hoping that Nebraska would call. Because I wanted to go home, but I kept my opportunities open.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I got out of there.
I really like the town of Fort Collins, too.
I do, too.
I really like that town. I have a good friend from high school who goes there. I went there last fall just to, like, hang out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm happy I went to Nebraska, but Fort Collins is awesome. If I could have gone to school there, I would have been just as happy, probably.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful town.
It really is.
I agree.
I feel like it's kind of, maybe I'm pushing it here, but it's kind of like if Lincoln was next to the mountains. Like,
yeah.
It's like a bar. Say, it's like a college bar town.
Yep.
I don't know if it's quite as big as Lincoln, but it's still pretty big.
I don't think it's as big. It's a little smaller, but that has probably to do with like the school is also not that big.
Yeah, and it's definitely not Boulder.
Yeah, I don't like Boulder.
Yeah, me neither. So after, you know, we're a weekend. Did y'all start like last Monday?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, y'all started 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Dang.
So this is our third week. This next week is going to be our third week. Because in 2 weeks we play. 2 weeks is game week.
I know. Wait, so you guys have practice tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So the reason Nuri is able to come on today is because they don't have practice today. But, you know, what's some of the biggest takeaways that you have from, you know, the O-line and then just the team so far after, you know, the time you've had?
You know, obviously I can't really.
Yeah, you can't go in. You can't, like, release anything. But, yeah.
You know, the defense is looking really good. Obviously, the defense has been good last few years, too. And from what I saw when I was at CSU as well, like, the defense was one of the top defenses here in the league. And it still is. It's crazy to see our offense working against that defense because, like, we can be good as we want to be. the defense is so good that like someday some days it just, even if we're really good in offense, it doesn't look like we're very good because the defense is just so much better than last year.
Really?
Yes.
They're better than last year?
Yes, I will for sure say that they're very much.
Because they got a bunch of six-year seniors, and they just got like a lot of big guys. I feel like, I mean, if you're a receiver or running back, like coming down the field, I'd be terrified of one of those safeties. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you should.
Yeah. Like imagine running over the middle trying to catch a pass, and like Deontay Williams is coming for your head.
Yep.
That's terrifying.
That defense is looking insane. Obviously, the offensive line is looking very good too. We have a lot of experience coming from last year, especially with how young we are. Because I think I saw somewhere it was 19 out of 23 O-linemen have 4+ years left.
Really? Oh my gosh.
So there's a lot of like experience going to be in the next few years.
So you're going
to
be here for a while, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And so there's a lot of ability and talent in that room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I can't really talk about the other positions because I'm not one of the other positions. But looking at the O-line itself, we are better. Bigger, faster, stronger, and better.
That's good. Because, I mean, the offense is the only part of the team that I'm like, I think the defense is going to be good. I mean, you tell me, and I've already thought that for, even after watching last year, I was like, our defense is going to be good. I think the offense, it's like, y'all are going to be able to move the ball. It's just like finishing. And
that was one of our emphases in the spring and fall too, like finishing plays and running down the ball, like running down people's throats. So that's
run the damn ball.
Run the damn ball. Yeah.
So like when do y'all start preparing for Illinois?
I think this following week. I think we start tomorrow. I think so. Cause we just had the scrimmage yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with tomorrow we start doing more game prep.
That's stuff. Awesome. I mean, why not?
Right. Yeah. We have 2 more weeks, then we have game week. So I think this next week will be more so like kind of a transition phase into the game prep, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then I think the next 3 weeks will be Illinois, maybe a little bit for the next game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about that though.
Because the first home game is Fordham, and I mean, they're going to be probably scared of y'all because they're some small school. Well, I'm not saying that y'all can't,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, no, I personally see it as game by game.
Yeah, I mean, no, don't even look ahead. Don't even look ahead.
Like, there's no reason to go further because, like, you know, game one is game one, and after that was 0-0 again.
Yeah, after that doesn't matter. It's just you only control what's ahead of you, exactly. Or right ahead of you. So... What position are you on the O-line right now?
That's a good question. I am left tackle. I play center. I play guard too. So I'm trying to just, you know, help out the team.
So they just put you wherever.
Basically.
Yeah. Because there's, I mean, the starting five, I don't know if we can say who that is. I know that Benhart and Corcoran, they're going to be the tackles, right?
Yeah.
And then Jorgens the center.
Yep.
And then I don't know if the guard spots are still up for grabs, but.
Well, you know, like you said, I can't really say the whole
lot. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to.
There's a lot of competition on each position.
That's great.
Like, there's, like G said in one of his interviews as well, no position is really locked in. Obviously, you can, you know, make projections, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no position that's really completely locked in because if you're better than a person, then they're going to put you in. And, you know, it doesn't matter if because of seniority or whatever, or because, you know, you like him or whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's if you play better, then you're in.
Yeah.
And
that's how it should be.
Yeah, and especially since we're all so young and, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of older guys. There's a lot of competition going around.
That's good. Also, you just got to stay ready because you never know. If someone goes down,
exactly.
You're the next guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I think like being versatile helps a lot too, because if you're, you know, good at multiple positions, the opportunity will present itself, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, football is a hard sport. People get hurt. People get hurt all the time. And, you know, then you got to step up and be at least as good. You know, that's kind of how backups work.
I mean, that's what got you playing when you were a freshman.
Exactly.
You just were ready. I mean, guys were,
yep.
So you stepped up, yeah. I've heard that Adrian's doing well
Yes.
in practices and
Yes.
everything. Is this like you can confirm this?
Yes, 100%.
That's
He
awesome.
is amazing.
Right now?
He's phenomenal. Yes. When he has time, when we give him time to throw the ball, he will throw you a dot.
Oh, he's
Like,
throwing dots?
oh, it's amazing.
Shoot.
It's amazing. If I like you said, there's really I can't really, go into depth with
Yeah, you don't
anything,
have to give
but
away anything.
he's a phenomenal human being as well as he is a player.
Yeah.
So,
He seems like a well-spoken person.
I don't think there's a single person in the athletic department that will talk bad about Adrian.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
That's awesome. 'Cause I mean, we got some, I'll be honest. They say Nebraska's the best fans of the country. Like people say that, and like I understand that to an extent, but there's a lot of fans who've been like talking like a lot of bad about him
Right.
just from like his past play. Not, I mean, I wouldn't say recently, but like in the past. But it'd be really like, I feel like it'd be like a redemption season. It'd be awesome to see him like, I don't know if you remember this, but before Joe Burrow had his like incredible senior year at LSU, he was like an average quarterback.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
And then his senior year, he just went off.
Broke out.
And like, then he's boom, number one pick in the
Yeah.
draft. Just because, I mean, he had incredible receivers too. But I mean, it'd be awesome if Adrian would just have a year where he just like
It
kind of
definitely would be.
turned the tables, win a lot.
That's the
I mean, if
plan.
y'all are giving him time on the O line and
Yep.
he's throwing dots, we're gonna be scary this year.
Yep.
So that's good to hear. We can move on to some of the NIL stuff. I've seen you tweeting in the past about how you're not able to profit off your name, image, and likeness because you're an international student. What's the thing that's getting in the way of I almost knocked that over. What's the thing that's getting in the way of you being able to profit off your NIL?
One of the things, or the main reason, is my visa. So in the visa, it states that as an international student athlete, or in general student, you are not allowed to work off campus, like get any employment off campus. On campus, you're allowed to work up to 20 hours, but being an athlete, it just
Yeah.
there's barely any time to do so. But being an international student, like I said, you're not allowed to work or get employment off campus, and they see NIL as an employment opportunity. So whatever you do, whatever you get paid for, you get merchandise from, any of these things are not allowed because they are written as employment. Like you get paid for as employment. So because of that, I am not allowed to do anything because I don't want to, lose my visa and
Facts,
be
yeah.
sent back. And so one of the things that I struggle with that is, seeing all of my teammates excel at their with their opportunities, and see, especially here in Nebraska, like, it doesn't matter who you are here in Nebraska,
People
like,
care.
people care. People will know you. Like, you can go to any store and you will have a chance. Even if you're the fifth long snapper, a walk-on at Nebraska, it does not matter. You will have the opportunity to make some money off of your name, even if it's a little bit. It's still something. It's still
That is
worth
something, yeah.
something. And it sucks, obviously, that I can't really do anything about it because it's a federal thing.
Yeah, it's
The NCAA
like
is not really. But the thing is, the federal government was the reason why we have NIL.
so
They
they can
were
kind of
they
rewrite that if they want
exactly
to.
they passed the bill for the NIL.
Wow.
And without them, NIL wouldn't be a thing. They were the ones that said, okay, NIL is allowed now. And the NCAA had to join with that. And so they can for sure change that. But you know how long NIL took. It's
Yeah,
going to take
it may
probably
be a
the
little
amount,
bit.
the same amount of time for that to change as well. And that's okay. Like, I just want to, start that conversation,
No,
kind
that's
of.
good. That's good because it's not like you're working if, a business is paying you to like put an ad up on your social media. That's not work.
No, not only that. I think what a lot of people misunderstand is, people say, and this is one of the reasons why international students are not allowed to make money, is because they would take away job from Americans. And I understand that in some ways, as in, like, okay, if I go to, as an international student, go to whatever, Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever, I want to get a
Yeah,
job, I'm taking away technically a job from an American. The thing is, though, with NIL, I'm not trying to make money off of your name. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to make money off of my name. It is my name as a German citizen. I am trying to make money off of my name. I'm not trying to make money off of any other American's name. I'm not trying to make money off of, you know, Nebraska or Run the Damn Ball or, you know, like I'm trying to make money with my own name. And I don't understand why I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that there's no good reason.
No.
Eventually, I think eventually it'll come around your way, but maybe not when you're still in school.
I don't think it will be by the time I'm out of school. I think there might be, you know, loopholes around it. In some ways, but I don't want
to,
you know.
We'll keep those on the low. You don't have to say anything about that.
Well, you know, like, there might be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying there
might
be.
Oh, yeah, there might be.
But, personally, I would never, like, I don't think I would do that because I don't want to risk.
You don't want to risk that.
Exactly. So, the opportunities for other people are there to help out. And, you know, like, if bigger names, because I'm a walk-on in Nebraska, you know. Some people in the United States don't even know Nebraska exists.
The state, like, they
like, they don't care.
It baffles me how bad we are in geography.
Exactly.
Like, so bad.
Like, there's bigger names, you know. There's people in the NFL that were international players that could maybe speak up on this issue, and maybe they, you know, create more engagement and reaction to this issue. So hopefully that will become a thing in during the season, maybe like during this year. And so hopefully that starts a conversation.
That's good. Maybe, I mean, maybe you haven't thought about this. Maybe you have. Is there any, like, German companies or German stuff that'd be like, hey, we got this, like, German guy over playing football in America. Maybe we, like, pay him to, I don't know.
For sure.
Would that work, though? Would that work? Oh, okay.
So I thought about that, too, and I was like, you know, technically, you know, United States is saying that I could, you know, get deals from Canada, I could get deals from Mexico. I cannot. In the visa, apparently, or the way the federal government did the NIL, or I'm not entirely sure why, but when I was talking to the compliance, they were telling me that you have to be physically there.
Oh, so you can't be, like, out of the country.
Exactly. So, like, I would have to be in Germany to be, like, in Germany for the duration of that endorsement, or, you know, if that's like a advertisement or something like that, I'd have to be there to do that advertisement, to do that endorsement, whatever. And then I could come back with the money that I've made.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's stupid in my opinion.
Dumb. Too much effort.
There's no time to do that. You know, I barely had time to go, like, this past, right before fall camp, I went back to Germany for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time in 2 years. 2.5 years, well, almost 3, actually, that I've seen my family.
Wow.
Because I just didn't have the time. Corona played in there. You know, I had to get vaccinated to be able to go over there.
Yeah.
And that took time, too. You know, the problems are there that I can't control. And, you know, I just wanted to see my family. You know, during those 10 days, I'm not going to run around and try to find some deals. I want to see my family that I haven't seen in so long.
Exactly. Well, that's good. You got to go home right before, you know, you're going to be super busy for rest of the year, basically. This is something I wanted to throw in there because by the time I get this podcast out, maybe it'll be like tomorrow. So there's some like uniform reveal thing going on.
Yep.
Do you know like what it is?
I have no idea. I saw that today too. I saw that on Twitter. That it's at 5:30, I think.
Yeah, they're having, because they want all these fans to show up for some reason to have like a uniform reveal.
What it is.
And, like, it's actually kind of close to where I live, but I probably will. I don't know if I would go just because.
If you're going, can you send me some pictures? I don't know. I was talking to one of the other guys, and apparently he saw, a new helmet.
Uh-huh. Oh, so there's a totally new helmet.
I think so. Like, a new design or something like that. That's what he said.
Ooh, but, that's cool.
Well, it's a new uniform reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything until today, until that tweet.
Yeah,
because I have the notifications on for Husker Football, the Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm like looking at every single tweet that they post, obviously the videos and stuff. But I didn't know that there was a new uniform for next year. So that would be sick. I can't wait because I kind of want to know what it is. But like, I'm also kind of like upset that they didn't tell us before.
I feel like you either tell the whole team or you don't.
Yeah,
but it's usually a surprise thing.
Well, and the thing is, the guy that I was talking to, I think he went to the equipment room and like just saw it, as in like out of nowhere, he just walked in there and just saw it like somewhere. But like, I don't know if that's like if he just saw, you know, a prototype of something, or if he saw, you know, the prototype of this, or mm-hmm. if it was just an old helmet that he thought was new. I don't know, but I actually kind of am really excited to see what that is.
Yeah, my guess on what the new uniform's going to be is that, I mean, it may only be one, like, they all only wear it, like, one time. But, so, the game against Oklahoma is, like, the 50th anniversary of the game yep. of the century. You've probably heard that.
Yep.
So, back when Nebraska and Oklahoma were on top in the 70s, so they played the game of the century, quote-unquote. Which, I mean, at that time it was. And so maybe there's some uniform they're pulling out that's going to be like a replica of yeah. that in the past. Obviously, you can't make it the same because it's like the equipment and everything is so different.
No,
so.
Yeah, of course.
But that'd be cool if y'all wore some like throwbacks. I always think the throwbacks look the best.
Yeah, I think some of the throwbacks look amazing. There was one that I liked the jersey and the pants. I didn't like the helmet. It was an Illinois 2018.
Yeah.
It was a weird leather helmet. Do you remember that?
I mean, I didn't hate that one. I didn't dislike it, but I wasn't crazy.
I liked the jersey and the combo of the jersey and the pants.
Yeah, me too.
I just did not like the helmet.
The helmet didn't fit.
Weird.
They should have just done like an all white with like a number.
Exactly.
It just looked like amazing. It looked weird.
But I saw on Twitter under that tweet, I saw somebody say something about, you know, it being the 20th anniversary of 9/11
mm-hmm.
Against Buffalo.
That's possible.
So I could see that being too, like an American, like an American flag or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Jersey, kind of like Air Force does. You know how they have like
they have cool uniforms.
I love
Air Force has really cool uniforms. Actually, I'll pull this out on my phone. Colorado State like announced some alternate uniforms. Yep. Did you see the helmets they got? I'm gonna show you that right now.
I saw the helmet from my best friend still plays there, and he's kind of the reason why I'm wearing 63 as well.
Uh huh.
I saw that he sent me.
The helmet's
too.
Super cool.
Yeah, I like the helmet. I personally don't like the actual helmet, as in like the
Ram like.
No, the not the design of the helmet, the actual helmet. You know how like Speedflex is.
Oh whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I never like some people at CSU had their helmet. I didn't like it. Because it looks weird.
So you think that shell design looks weird?
Yeah.
I personally really like the Shut helmets. That's the brand of the helmet.
Yeah.
I like them better, personally. I feel like, I don't know, that's everyone has their preference. Because when I started playing, I played with an old Shut helmet. I'll show you what it looks like.
I did too.
I played with like an old Shut helmet that was like I think it was called a DNA. And
the Vengeance DT. Do you remember that one? It had like a kind of like a lightning bolt on the side.
Yeah.
Like a little bit. It looked like a speed flex without the top.
Uh-huh.
Without the hexagon on the front.
I'm excited to see it. Maybe
I am too.
We'll probably already know by the time I have this up tomorrow.
Probably. Well, there's for sure going to be pictures and videos on Twitter by the time that happens. So.
I mean, if they're having all these fans show up at like 5:30 today.
They have to have like a video coming out.
They have to have something because like they're not gonna have all these random Nebraska people show up for nothing. Like they're gonna show them what it is.
Like there's Nebraska is so like not I'm not trying to insult anybody, but Nebraska fans are so crazy. They will drive from Scotts Bluff all the way down here just for that.
I don't know. There could be someone that does that.
Well, I think there could be like one or two that for sure would be doing that.
Okay, so back when. You probably watched this on TV, but back when College Game Day came to Nebraska, we played Ohio State. So I saw them setting up the whole week, and I'd kind of already decided. Like, when I was a young kid, I'd watch College Game Day, and it was like, this is so cool. But I think when I, like, went to college and, like, grew up a little bit, I started being like, College Game Day, kind of cheesy. I don't know.
No, it really is.
Like, it's really dumb. And they're also opinionated, and I feel like, they're just dumb sometimes, some of the people who talk. And so I was like, this is just like, it's like all a show. It's all it is. It's
no, just, yeah, for sure. It's just to make some more money.
That's so, yeah. And they have it all set up, and all these kids were like camping out overnight to like. There were people I know who did not sleep just so they could like get on TV for like a minute. And I'm like,
it's crazy.
Come on now. I don't get it. I like woke up, I slept pretty good that night, woke up at 6 or 7 in the morning, and like walked there. And some of these like old Nebraskan people who are like crazy were like they were so like jazzed up about College Game Day being there, and I was like so out of it. I think I woke up and like drank two beers and then went, and it was just like a weird experience. And I was in the back and I was like, this is lame. So I left. But there are these weird ass fans. Like, this guy had a hat on that, like, it was like a squid, but a hat. And then it was like, it said Husker Squid on his hat. And
That is
it
weird.
was just so weird.
Yeah, no, that's how Nebraska fans are. They're just, like I said, not trying to insult anybody, but they're just crazy about football.
It's not everybody, but it's there's the weird group
Yeah,
of
oh, no, for
people.
sure. For
Like,
sure.
there was this whole like Husker power, and every time like they did that, he went Squid power, and I was like, this guy probably won't ever hear this, but yeah, I was like, this guy's so weird. I'm gonna get the hell out of here. So I went home. I was like, I'm
There's
tired.
a at the fan day when we had the signing, like the where you know all the people come through to get like signatures and stuff. There was a one guy that had a black shirts belt. There was
Yeah, like the WWE thing.
a guy in a Spider-Man costume. Like there's some crazy people, and I love it. I love it. It is hilarious.
It's so funny. And it's kind of unique to like the area, because in the South people are crazy about football, and then you go up north and people don't care quite as much, but then there's like Nebraska and it's
Yep.
like, okay, these
Nebraska's
people.
kind of like an odd place in
It is.
the mix, especially in the Midwest. But the thing is, there's nothing else. There's no professional team, there's no other FBS team,
Yeah.
there's no other FCS team that you could really root for. There's Creighton.
Yeah.
But Creighton
Well,
is
they have
Creighton.
basketball.
Exactly. They
Yeah.
have football. And especially in the United States, everybody's crazy about football. So, Nebraska needs something, and we got Husker football.
That's all we got. And then basketball hopefully is going to be good.
Yep.
We don't have a guys' soccer team. Hey, if they had a men's soccer team, they'd probably put you a goalie.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, there's some good Americans.
No,
I
yeah, there are.
was thinking about playing soccer in high school. I feel like we would have probably won state if I would have played soccer in high school.
Really?
But I didn't. I did track. I did wrestling and football,
Yeah.
and didn't feel like soccer would have been as fun as those other two sports. So,
Yeah.
for me at least, because I played it for so long.
Yeah, I don't know. Playing Husker football is probably pretty cool,
Oh
so.
no, yeah, it's
Yeah.
amazing.
I mean, back to football. I think y'all will surprise some people this year. So I'm excited for that. I think it starts to run the damn ball. I'm just happy to get to have you on today. Easy to talk to, good guy. Everybody, thanks for listening. This was Daniel Magnuson and
Nuri Nwili.
on Run the Damn Ball.